This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hey, this is Pat McAfee, and you're listening to the Complex Sports Podcast, a podcast hosted by three men who are incredibly entertaining. Their words are riveting. And if you're not listening to this, you're an absolute stooge. So be a friend, tell a friend. The Complex Sports Podcast is where it's at. Cheers.
What up? What up? What up, everybody? It's your man Chops, brand new episode of the Complex Sports Podcast. As always, joined with Zion and Adam. Boys, we have a special episode this week because it is Memorial Day weekend. Everybody was out enjoying themselves except for Zion. Zion was locked in his basement. He did not go outside.
No, we inside. Else.
What's up?
We inside. What if I had something at my crib, huh?
Are you having parties now? You having super spreader events in your basement?
Nah, you just not invited.
Oh. On that note, we hope everybody had a great Memorial Day weekend. We probably did. This is recorded beforehand. I'm guessing we all did. Special episode this week, a compilation episode. We've had so many major guests on this podcast that we wanted to dip back into our bag, go through some of the biggest moments, some of our funniest moments. If you may have missed them, we've had a lot of episodes. We put out weekly shows. We used to do two a week during the NFL season. You may have missed some episodes, want to go back and listen. So we're going to give you guys a taste of some of our funniest moments, some of the best banter, bickering, Adam getting dunked on by some random celebrities. So
not accurate.
That's this week's podcast. So we're going to run through them. We have a lot. We got Ocho Cinco, Stephon Marbury, Marshawn Lynch, Kevin Garnett, CJ McCollum. We have a bunch. So we're going to run through them. We're going to have some fun. So let's do it. So let's start. We're starting off with Chad Johnson, who, if you didn't know, came on the podcast and swiftly out-debated Adam about wide receivers.
Not even close to accurate. I won that argument.
No, you did not win the argument.
You two admitted later on I won that argument.
No, we didn't.
Receipts. I have receipts in Slack.
We would never admit
or the goddamn text thread that we have.
I have receipts.
You're liars, the two of you. Oh, my God.
You're making that up. So Adam decided to argue. Adam thought he knew wide receivers better than Chad Johnson knew wide receivers.
I poked holes in Chad's argument. And clearly they came shining through, but you know,
bro,
whatever.
No one agreed with you.
All right. Well, you guys, lucky for you guys, you can listen to yourself and weigh in on who won this argument. So let's go to our Chad Johnson throwback clip. Well, you brought up Moss. We have to bring up Randy. He listed his top three wide receivers the other day.
Yeah.
And we know you have thoughts.
I like it. It makes sense. I mean, Randy said he doesn't care about numbers. Remember that, right?
Yep.
Forget the numbers. The most gifted receiver to ever step foot in the NFL is Randy Moss. The most gifted ever. 6'5", run 4.2, catch the ball effortlessly. He's the most gifted. Are there other things you can find wrong that you don't like with him about a receiver that other people may have? Yeah, you can. But when you can sit back there and launch it 80 yards and not worry and know 9 times out of 10, he's coming down with that, he's right in his wording and belief that he is the greatest ever. And I agree with him. For me, him and T.O. are 1A, 1B. You can't go wrong either way.
You agree. Just for context for the audience, the three is Randy Moss, T.O., and Jerry.
1A, 1B. 1A, 1B is like trying to compare Beyonce and Rihanna. Either way you go, goddamn it, you can't.
Well, then
go wrong.
What is Jerry Rice then? Who is Jerry Rice? Was she Ariana Grande? What is Jerry Rice in this situation?
Jerry would be J-Lo.
J-Lo's a goat, though. J-Lo was...
Did you just hit a first two names?
I did. Listen, Chad. I'm a little bit older. So Jerry Rice is like, I get the argument about being gifted. I get the argument being talented.
Everything you're saying about Jerry Rice is based on numbers.
But numbers count. Numbers are part of your resume.
Did you hear what Randy Moss said?
Yeah, I did.
numbers aside.
Okay, but if you're also going
what on what he said was numbers aside, I'm going off a of skill.
Okay, but if you're going off skill and giftedness, you can put Odell Beckham Jr. and DeAndre Hopkins in that conversation also.
Actually, you can, but we're talking about two different types of skill sets, obviously, that you don't know or understand about if you're trying to compare DeAndre Hopkins
well, I just,
Odell,
again.
Wade.
Yeah, Adam Wade.
Are you serious?
I'm just saying if your parameter, if you're
look what you just compared DeAndre Hopkins and Odell Beckham to Teal.
I'm not
and
saying
Randy
their
Moss.
Career yet, obviously. But if we're talking about skill and talent and gifted levels, you can put those individuals up there with the other great individuals.
There are levels and tiers to talent and gifts. Let's understand. Let's really in a little
and
bit.
And for you, Chad, you're saying that tier at the top, Randy and Teal, no one's at that tier. With the talent and giftedness, yes.
Have we seen another Randy or T.O. yet?
Did we ever see another Jerry Rice?
Because you're basing everything off numbers.
My take is
numbers matter. Numbers matter.
And gifts. I don't know. They do not matter.
But right, you got guys calling you up.
They matter to who?
Yeah, but you got guys calling you up about
who
their Madden rating.
Who do they matter to?
They matter to a lot of people.
We're talking about Randy Moss comments because now you're going off topic.
That's how you make a definitive. That's how you make a definitive comparison with numbers.
And the topic is Randy's first words were, "Off of numbers, I'm basing everything off of skill and talent and gifts alone. He's the best in the world." And you keep trying to throw numbers in there, and that's not what we're talking about.
Okay. Exactly. But numbers, numbers do matter. Numbers do matter.
So who's your top five?
We'll agree to disagree.
Chad, do you have a?
I don't have a top five. I love everybody.
Exactly, Chad loves everybody.
Chad, I don't have a top. Is this going to go live? Because this is fucking awesome.
Yeah.
So Adam, after listening back, you did lose that argument to Chad.
Yeah, you lost, bro.
I did not. I never admitted that you did not lose that argument. I'm looking forward to having Chad back on the podcast.
We should have Chad back on. You know, Chad bets a lot, Adam, so maybe you could give him some advice, you know, so, yeah. From one argument to another, actually, this is crazy. This one's nuts. Stephon Marbury, Zion, this was our last in-person interview.
Was it?
Yes, 100% was our last in-person interview. And Stephon Marbury. We had him in through the release of his documentary, A Kid from Coney Island, which is very good, if everybody saw it, but... This one was, I mean, there's just something different about having the person in the studio and doing it, you know, it just felt, you know, I can't wait till we get back to that because, you know, Zoom's fine and everything, but it's just not as, it doesn't hit as hard. Yeah. So this was awesome to have Stephon in the studio, in the office and everything. He got mad at me this time. This is just like celebrities getting mad at all of us, basically, I guess this whole episode. He got mad at me because I asked him where LeBron ranks all time, and then he said LeBron wasn't a real Laker. So
yeah, which is at this point is probably false because now LeBron has a championship with the Lakers.
He had a championship then. He had a championship.
No, he didn't.
Oh my God, he didn't. This was so long.
This was before the pandemic.
This was before the bubble. Yeah.
Also, real quick, was this our first viral moment?
No.
But it did make hell.
It made Undisputed. It made all the other. It made the shows.
No, we made those before with some people. But the first viral moment was the AI episode, and you getting dunked on by AI.
I did not get dunked on by AI. Another false narrative. That's like number five already in the podcast.
Yeah. No, this wasn't our first time getting on TV, but we did get on TV for this one, because you know Stephon Marbury has a history of not liking LeBron James. Is that fair to say? I would say.
Maybe a little animosity.
Yeah, there's some heat there.
Hard feelings.
So you got mad at me. It was a fun conversation. Let's take a listen. Stephon Marbury on the Complex Sports Podcast.
The real Laker fans are the real Laker fans, like, and real Laker players. So when you hear these guys saying this type of stuff and doing this type of thing, doing these type of things, I'm wondering, what is it for? Is it for the show or is it for real life? Because real life, Kobe had a mentality. He didn't pass. We know that. He'll tell you he not gonna pass. Like Kyrie Irving, he got that same mentality. He go. Like they work to go. And to hear and see the stuff that I'm hearing and seeing, I'm like, I'm wild about it. So when I hear about me being selfish and I'm all of these different things, when I know that I wasn't, I'm shocked and I'm amazed because I'm like, wow, you still sticking on something that somebody told you to say from so many years ago.
When you said not a real Laker, LeBron?
That's my opinion.
What? Go dive into that with us.
I mean, he been there for 2 years. This is his third year. He's not no real Laker. He just wanted to be a Laker. He went to Miami. Like, he played in Cleveland. This is your home. You went to Miami. Then you went back to Cleveland. Then you went to the Lakers. I mean, it's like, it's that to me, that's not the Lakers is like Magic. Then and Kobe, like those are Lakers. These guys are like you want to be a Laker.
The Lakers Mount Rushmore. You don't think LeBron can ever make it onto it?
Nah,
that's ridiculous.
I'm not saying my opinion is that he could.
No, I'm asking you why.
I'm just asking you.
No, I'm asking you why.
Yes, let him explain.
Why are you asking that?
I'm just clarifying. I think it makes sense what you're saying. I'm just clarifying.
Are you clarifying for an answer, or are you because this is what you're thinking?
No, that's not what I'm thinking. I'm just checking. So you don't think LeBron could ever make the Lakers Mount Rushmore?
No, that I'm asking you, why would you ask that?
I'm just checking.
I'm trying to figure out what made you think inside your brain to ask that question.
I think you're right, though, Steph. I think last year with LeBron, it still felt really, really weird. And with kind of how he came into the team and how reserved he was, especially not playing the final month of the season, whatever it was, there wasn't the sense that he was at all a real Laker. I think people were kind of still weird about him.
Kobe walked on the court with his Achilles torn, man. He went to go shoot 2 free throws.
But also, again, Kobe was here for 20. Kobe was in L.A.
It's
for 20 years.
They grew up with him
and all that stuff.
I feel bad. I ain't going to tell a lie. I feel bad for LeBron a little bit because he went to the Lakers. Kobe passed away. You know, you got this sensitive thing, and then they put him right in the middle of it.
He did a phenomenal job with that, though.
Of course he did. He had no choice.
He handled it well,
He had no choice.
He didn't have to speak that night. He could have said no to that.
No, he could have said no, but he did it. So it doesn't matter. It's like saying if, right? He did it. Yeah. So when he did something, he had no choice to do that. He's representing the Lakers, right? Now he's a Laker.
Yeah, it feels like he is now, yes.
Right. He's immersing into the culture. But Mount Rushmore, to his question, come on, man. That's not even fair. It's not fair to LeBron. He's basically saying you're supposed to be on it because you're one of the best players to ever play. If not, they're saying you're the best.
He's undoubtedly one of the best players ever to play for the Lakers.
That's not deserving of that.
For sure.
That's not deserving of that. You can't come to Abraham Lincoln and you come as a senior, you win a championship, and all of a sudden you get to go on Mount Rushmore Lincoln High School.
I would say if he wins a title this year, Laker fans will think of him as...
The Laker fans are going to be happy that they won a championship.
For sure. That's what's going to happen. They'll probably lie to themselves and say...
No, they're not going to lie to them. Those are true fans. Okay. You're missing it. Okay. Yeah, you've been in New York too long.
All right,
man.
Steph, let me ask you this.
I'm from Cleveland.
I'm from Cleveland.
Oh, no,
you're from Cleveland? Your mom's from Minnesota, and you're from Cleveland.
My parents' family grew up in Minnesota. I grew up
in
Cleveland.
Your parents' family. Where are your parents? Your parents is born in Minnesota.
Yeah, North Dakota, Minnesota.
Which
one? The border. The Grand Forks is right on the border. We're going through my family legacy right now.
He's a Cleveland dude. I'm from Cleveland.
Okay. So I've obviously followed LeBron.
So you got a whole different feeling about LeBron.
Exactly.
He's LeBron.
To me, LeBron is the greatest of all time.
I got you.
He delivered me the...
How old are you?
30. I just turned 30.
When Mike retired...
2002, so
you,
3?
Yeah, but you really don't know. The tapes don't really do it for you.
Oh, he's saying MJ the GOAT. That's
by
what
far.
Yeah, of course. That's a normal thing for...
Yeah, I think that's normal.
I think that's...
Talking about a basketball player.
Yeah.
Man. Not 6'8", 280 run you over. I'm not
talking
about
How far can
that.
LeBron get on your list of top 5, though? Can he...
LeBron is one of the best basketball players to ever play. I'll leave it at that. I don't want to put him at a number because you got Kobe, you got Jordan. I got Jordan, I got Kobe.
And then
after that, I mean, just to me as the best basketball players to play. But you got Wilt, you got Kareem. Those guys, somebody got to throw them the ball.
Yeah.
They're not getting the ball and dribble the ball at the court by themselves. Yeah. Somebody got to give them the rock for them to do what they got to do. So these guys, if you looked at it and you said, okay, if I had to scale it and look at it from a basketball perspective, you say these guys, they could get the ball out of bounds and then go and do it.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? So for me, you know, you got LeBron. He could be 3, he could be 4, he could be 5, he could be you know, in the top 10 to some people. I think LeBron is one of the best players to ever play basketball. I never seen a guy do the things that he do. But there's some stuff that I see him on the court and I'll be like, damn, he did that. Yeah. So, you know, it's checks and balances. Because when I see him shoot free throws sometimes, and I'm not trying to be funny. I'm serious.
It's been a problem his whole career. Yeah.
It's not even a problem. He's changing. So that means I was driving. I seen he used Calm for mental illness, health, something.
The ad's right the there. Ad, I just it's right that, there in Times Square.
And
yeah.
I was thinking about him shooting a free throw, and I was like, hold up. So you use this to focus and lock in, but at the same time, you shooting free throws a bunch of different ways. It don't look a little different.
His free throw stroke changes every single season.
Yeah,
somehow.
I'm like, when he misses, like, he goes into, like a mode of a guy who can't really shoot free throws. Yeah. Like, you see him, like, changing his footing, changing his shot. It's not consistent. One motion, yeah. Same shot every time. I believe this is going to go in.
Yeah.
That's it's stuff that happens. I mean, people get mad, and I'm just saying the stuff that happens is going, it goes on. Like, that, it is what it is. It's not, I'm not trying to pick or be funny or nothing like that. I'm just talking about what happened.
Yeah. Shout out to Stephon Marbury. I want Stephon Marbury back on the podcast. I'd like to talk to him again. Because you're right, Zion. I forgot how much time passed since that happened. Yeah. Like, it's been a long time.
It's been almost over. Has it been almost 2 years at this? It is.
How is that possible? No, it's been a year, over a year. It's been over 1 year.
It's almost 2 years because we're about to hit July, the second year of the pandemic, and this was before the pandemic. I don't know.
No, it's been over a year, and bro, it hasn't been 2 years.
You guys good on your math over there?
No, it's been a little over a year. Calm down, Zion. Jeez.
It's almost 2 years, bro.
No, it's not almost.
It's really not, but you know.
It's really next spring will be 2 years.
This was in like July, right?
You really need to get out of the house. Jesus Christ.
You need to get out. Bro, being inside the air conditioning.
Yeah, you're like solitary confinement over there, man. Go outside. See the blue skies.
It's literally not almost 2 years. Regardless, next up is Marshawn Lynch, one of the realest motherfuckers we've had on this podcast. He was phenomenal. This isn't him going at any of us. This is just a funny clip of him talking about Tom Brady. Is really from Oakland and
classic Marshawn.
Just classic Marshawn. So enjoy beast mode.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
We gotta talk about this tweet. After the Super Bowl, obviously the Super Bowl ended a couple days ago. So now you're claiming Tom Brady's from the town?
Hey, man. Hey, look, bro, I think who is it? Bill Russell? Is it Bill? Who got 10?
Yeah, Bill Russell. Yep.
Bill Russell got 10. He's got 10 rings.
Hey, man. All I know is that nigga that Tom Brady done been to, 10 Super Bowls and came walking. He been to 10 Super Bowls. So that's where the 10-piece chicken McNugget come from. You understand me? And the boy walked away with 7 of them.
Yeah.
One of them, I believe, is mine.
It is. It should be. Yes, correct.
It should have been one of them.
And then, I mean, you know, the spot that he from in the Bay, I think it just ain't doing him no justice.
He's on the other side of Oakland.
Because, I mean, you know, yeah, you know what I mean? He from that side of the Bay. I don't think it's doing him no justice because, you feel me? You seen him go get that little honey badger like, yeah, you feel me? And, I mean, I'm just thinking in terms of like him being from San Mateo and shit, and he you know, he going over there. In my mind, when I'm looking at it, like, bro, like, Honey Badger about to pop this nigga in his mouth or something. But then, you feel me? He come back again. Yeah. Like, he going. I said, hold on, bro. I said TB12 out there acting like he a straight town coon right now. Hey, man. You feel me? Because, you know, I got respect for both of them. And, you know, a lot of people ain't going to expect Tom to do that. So, you feel me? And then he do it real, you know what I mean? Real gangster and a gentleman like, you know what I mean? He holler at the young. I guess that's what they say. I'm not going to quote that. But I believe I seen something that said he went and hollered at the young bull after the game and shit and told, you feel me? Good game, all the shit. Like, you know what I mean? Yeah, however that played out.
They said that he texted him afterwards. Yeah. He texted Honey Badger.
Okay. Well, you know, you feel me? Like, he's solid with that thing. So I did. Hey, bro, you ain't got to go. If you do ever come back to the Bay, you ain't got to go all the way out there, bro. You come slide through the floor, come slide through the ice, you know what I mean? Kick it with me and the squad and shit. You feel me? We maybe slide you some Dodie and shit. We know you getting up there in age, you know what I mean?
I don't know if that's part of the TB12 diet, but yeah.
Or something.
Make it, add that to the TB12 diet.
Look, man, hey, man, it's all good. We'll make it work.
As always, wise words from Beast Mode. He never leads us astray. Just
the goat.
Just the goat. Literally
the true goat.
The true goat. He's awesome. He's amazing. Next up, we have Keyshawn Johnson going at young Zion. Adam, this was a fun one because Zion got some heat.
I really enjoyed this. It was fun hearing the two of you go back and forth, and Keyshawn putting you in your place. For your, this is really where you started riding the horse that Tom Brady was washed and you first got dunked on appropriately by someone. So this is a historic point in the podcast.
It's not historic because I think my point still stands true that,
you made an apology to Tom Brady.
I did apologize. I called Tom Brady the GOAT, but my point still stands true that if Lamar Jackson had those same weapons that Tom Brady had in Tampa Bay, he would be a Super Bowl quarterback. So like, no, I'm still right.
That is still one of the wildest fucking takes you've ever seen.
It's Lamar Jackson with those receivers is still dominant. No. So.
All right, keep living and dying on that hill,
you're
pal.
You're fucking crazy. Let's get to this. Keyshawn worked you, and let's get to it because I can't wait to listen to it again. Keyshawn, thank you for joining us.
No problem. No problem at all, fellas.
So, Keyshawn, before anything, I want to ask you this. My co-host here, Zion, young Zion, has been telling me and Adam all season that Tom Brady is washed. Keyshawn, can you tell this man that Tom Brady is not washed?
I don't need to tell him that. Hell, he watched the game.
We don't know about that right now.
And I think that must be like a Bills fan or Jet fan or Dolphin fan or something like that. Brady is washed. How could you be washed when, when people start talking about things like he's washed, he look at him last year, he threw an interception at the end of the game. Oh, my God, he's done. It's like, what are you watching? What have you been watching when it comes to Tom Brady? And, you know, everybody has their own opinion about what type of player he was or he is now. He's still one of the top 8 quarterbacks in the National Football League. Hell, he might be in the top 5, depending on who you ask him.
No, he's not. Don't do that. Don't do that. He's not top 5.
Okay, so give me 4 guys that's better.
Right now?
Yeah.
Easy. Brady. Oh, I said Brady. Lamar.
Shocker.
No. Mahomes, obviously. Russ. Lamar. Lamar's better than Brady.
Nope. Not this season. What?
Wait. Break it down. Break it down like this. Okay. If you don't want to put Lamar.
Educate this young
obviously,
individual.
Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers, yes. Obviously, is still better than Tom Brady. That's 4 already. But, like, Lamar, would you
We're
rather
right at
have
5,
Tom
Zion.
Brady or Lamar Jackson? That's
Who
the question.
Who would I rather
Right now.
I'm going to take Tom Brady.
What? Bro, if you gave Lamar Jackson the Bucks weapons.
You asked me right now. Mm-hmm. Who would I rather have? I'd rather have Tom Brady. Why would I want Lamar Jackson throwing me the football, man?
Because Lamar Jackson doesn't have any weapons right now in Baltimore. If you give
why would I want Lamar Jackson throwing me the football and I can have Tom Brady.
Well, you're coming from a wide receiver standpoint. I'm coming for a win. If you want to win the game,
Lamar Brady's winning.
Are you watching any football this season, pal?
No. But this is the thing. Lamar, do you see Lamar's record as a starter? But I'm talking about if you give Lamar Jackson the Bucs weapons, the same Bucs weapons that Tom Brady's have, there's no stopping that offense. There's no stopping.
No, but
that
you gotta take the emotion out of it, man. You gotta think with your head, not with your heart.
I'm not thinking.
Nobody on God's given earth is taking Lamar Jackson over Tom Brady right now at 43 years old.
At not 43, for one season. So we're not taking one season. Oh no, but that's the thing. You can't alter it to one season. I'm saying
we said one right, season. We said right
you
now.
You gotta alter it to one season, man. You can't. How you going, Tom Brady, 43 years old, Lamar Jackson, 22? Ain't anybody in their right mind, if you go on longevity, you going to take Lamar Jackson?
I'm taking Lamar Jackson if you give him those same weapons, because he doesn't have weapons.
That's a hypothetical. We're talking right now.
You're going to get fired, too.
I'm not going to get fired.
Let me ask you this.
Lamar going to get there. He ain't there yet, man. He can't hit the side of a bus if he's standing next to it half the time.
You're breaking young Zion's heart there, Keyshawn.
He's good. There's nothing wrong with the MVP. But when you start talking about delivering of the football, he ain't there yet.
Zion, let me ask you this. You have a playoff game.
And I go for all black quarterbacks. I'm with it 100%. But I ain't no damn fool either.
Zion, let me ask you this. Playoff game. You have one playoff game you have to win this season. Who's your starting quarterback? Brady or Lamar Jackson?
But we can't go by that. That's not what I'm talking about. Huh? That's not.
Well, answer that question though. Answer that question.
A 16 game season. I'm going with Lamar because Lamar has number one. Lamar has dominated the regular season the past 2 years. Is that not true?
Yeah, Lamar had a great season last year. There's no question about it. He was the MVP. But when you got to throw the football. No matter who the weapons are, he's got to throw to somebody, and they got to catch it. If you can't hit him, then what?
But
you have to be able to connect with him.
The whole basis of this convo. Number one, we ranked these QBs. We did not have Tom Brady anywhere near the top five.
We were wrong. I'll be the first to admit it. We were wrong. I didn't think Brady had an enemy anymore. He's still really good.
And at the same time, Dak was before Dak got hurt. But
my question to you is, how could you? What did you see that made you believe that Brady could play no more? I don't understand.
I'm not going to say because Chops took it out of context and it was before the last 2 weeks. That's what I've been preaching it. But like he did go off yesterday, and I do take my.
But he's been going off the last several weeks. He had one bad game, man.
Yep.
He's not been dominant. But Tom Brady has been he is definitely going off. Yesterday he went off.
Man, I can't listen to y'all, man. Y'all
from that moment up until Tom Brady came on the podcast was just so much just not being able to accept how wrong your take was until you finally realized you need to apologize.
I just at that point when Tom Brady won again, I couldn't argue anymore because there's nothing to argue. He has seven championships. But my point, like I said, my point still stands true. Give Deshaun Watson or Lamar Jackson.
Now he's saying Deshaun Watson.
I said Deshaun Watson on the podcast, too.
And look what happened.
Now we're talking strictly football here. We're talking strictly football. Strictly football.
Adam, you know what I'm excited for? Tom Brady, Phil versus Bryson and Aaron Rodgers.
Excuse me. When we're taping this podcast, that was announced in the morning of. That should be an interesting one. Some good personalities there. I just wish Brooks Koepka was involved in it somehow, so that we could see the two of them, Bryson and Brooks, throw down.
Brooks would never do anything with Bryson.
You know, with all these programmers and media outlets signing up these social media influencers for bullshit boxing matches. I can't even talk this podcast taping. Why can't some other outlet throw money at Brooks and Bryson to lace them up and throw down?
Well, did you see my idea? One-on-one, 18 holes, loser retires.
That would be must see TV. I sign me up for
actually,
that.
Actually, you probably have
that.
To do 72 holes. You'd have to do
yeah, 18 would be too much. A 36 hole, something like that. But like, yeah, I would sign
loser
up.
Loser retires. Loser just has to quit the PGA.
That'd be incredible. I'm down
it'd
for
it'd be
that.
Incredible. It'd be the biggest pay per view by the
and year. If you guys don't know what we're talking about, if you somehow missed the clip, after the PGA Championship, Bryson walked
by Brooks.
Allegedly said something. And
they hate each other.
And Brooks was incredibly pissed off on a hot mic, and it was gold and great for golf. So I hope the two of them keep up their rivalry for a long time to come.
Yeah, well, that's enough golf talk for
this. That's enough.
Next up, Kevin Garnett, classic episode. So many reactions from this one from people because KG talked about the bubble, his comments about the bubble, saying guys of his generation wouldn't have been able to play in it. Guys would have been walking around naked. I still don't know what he meant by that or what the context was of what would have happened there. According to Zion, the bubble happened 8 years ago. But KG was epic. Just awesome, guys.
He was great. He was this typical KG. Now Hall of Famer KG.
Yeah, Hall of Famer KG. At this point, yep.
But he said some wild comments.
He said some wild shit. He pissed people off. He pissed people off. So let's get to Kevin Garnett on the Complex Sports Podcast. What's prime KG putting up in the bubble? Because guys are putting up absurd points right now that we might not have expected. So what's prime KG putting up in the bubble?
Oh, no, you're shooting at the same rim. You're playing in the same gym. You know the spots. You know, you got a favorite. You know you can – all the players and all the teams that I'm playing should have adjusted to – obviously playing in the locker rooms and so be it. A lot of times when you come into a new arena, you gotta find the dead spots on the floor. You gotta, you know, so much other shit that goes into it, you know? The fact is you get to play in the same arena, in the same gym. I expect some of the really premier scores to be able to turn it up a notch. But man, I can't even speak for shoulda, coulda, what would have. Mm-hmm. But, you know, shooting at the same rim and having that comfortability being in the same gym every day, you know that would have been an advantage in to all shooters and scorers. So who knows, man? Who knows? You know, some nights when body feeling good and if I'm prime and I'm that 25 to 32 kg, who knows, right? And it's hot down there too. Ooh. Right, that's a whole nother me. I would have loved to see that.
I think we all would have. I think that would have been a sight to behold. But I definitely do think it's interesting because you mentioned that because like you got guys like Jamal Murray who are literally putting up. I mean, he had kind of an off game last night, but there was a stretch where he was nearing 50 every night. You know,
listen, I'm gonna tell y'all something, man. When this is the first time we've been able to see NBA players play in the summertime full health. You know, Jamal can actually score the ball in and out, inside the bubble, outside the bubble, on a playground, in a gym. It doesn't matter. He can score the ball. The energy and the consistency, along with the opportunities to actually go out and do that. People think you can just go out there and turn it on like that. It's really a flow, and it's really on how you're feeling. And I'm telling you, as this continues to go on, I'm expecting some of our top scorers to come out and actually have some huge nights. You're in the same gym. I'm just keep repeating that. Like the difficult parts of the league is traveling and adjusting to the different courts, different rims, different light in different arenas. Mm-hmm. You're playing in the same gym. So, you know, the likelihood of the adjustment is out the window. You know, if you can lock in and find your favorite spots in here, you can really, it'll be about, you know, you just having, you know, that mindset and going out and you're doing it after that.
So prime KG definitely would have thrived in the bubble. I think you're being modest in saying you wouldn't have gotten your numbers. It wouldn't have put up big stats on a nightly basis because you would have loved the night in, night out. You were joking around with us before we started hitting record that, the load management name that we came up with, you're an 82-game kind of player. You guys, you're busting our balls for only being once a week. But you would have thrived down there But who has really caught your eye so far? Shops brought up Jamal Murray. There's some other guys who have had some great performances. Has there anyone really caught your eye, or is anyone really disappointed with their performance that you expect a lot more out of?
Nah, that kid. You know what I'm surprised at? I'm surprised that so many young guys are sitting out. So many young guys got minute restrictions and shit. Like, I'm like, the motherfucker is 20 and 19. Like, what's going on in here? And to be honest, yo, we could never play in the bubble. You know how much I've been screaming, throwing your shot? Get that shit out of here. Murray, no, please. Dumping this motherfucker, growling. You'd have heard me in here, bro.
They would have had the sensors out for you.
Put us in no bubble. Man, they'd have had a bunch of sensors. Couldn't have all these cameras. You know, niggas walking around naked, balls swinging, all type. Man, you couldn't have. Man, it's a different league. We were men, yo. We out here talking to each other. We trying to figure out the pick and roll. We ain't switching, you know. It was just totally different. It'd have been barbaric. We could have never been in a situation like this. It'd have been chaotic. And, we had people to actually stand up, and we would have bounded for something if that's what we was all on. But it'd have been very difficult to put, my timing and the guys that I played with and against into a bubble like this and have us not be like, we was high competitors, everybody's competing, everybody's damn near fighting every other play. The pick and rolls is real, the shooting is real, the talking shit. Oh man, the shit talking alone. Oh man, it would definitely been some smoke out here. You couldn't have probably done no shit like this with the timing I played.
KG, man. KG. He says whatever he wants to say. I love it.
Always been a friend of Complex, so shout out to KG.
Yeah, yeah. It's super happy he came on.
He's always respected us, so respect. Game recognizes game.
Next up, probably the longest we've ever had gone without talking about the Browns in this podcast, CJ McCollum. He is our best friend of the podcast guest-wise. That is a fact.
For sure. And after the first one, he came back and delivered the second time.
Yes, CJ is our best friend of the podcast. He is royalty at the Complex Sports
Podcast. Is Kenny a close second?
No, Kenny is not a close second.
Kenny got to be up there, bro.
Kenny, yeah, he's got to be top three.
Yeah, Kenny's top three. I don't
two-time
know.
Appearances.
Tom Brady is number two. Tom Brady's 7 minutes is number two.
Tom Brady's not even top 10.
CJ is for sure coming on before the season starts, by the way, guys, because you know what clip we pulled? CJ demolishing Zion.
Demolishing.
And who won the bet, Zion? Who won the bet?
It's a bet. Like, it's not demolishing. He won the bet. I'm not going to lie.
Who won the bet?
He
won the bet. CJ McCollum week on Complex Sports Twitter.
There was also a lot of factors that when we bet, that it was a completely different bet than the actual game. But, like a punch of injuries. Pretty sure Daniel.
Oh, you're
making
injuries. I'm being serious. But it happens.
At least you paid off your debt, unlike someone else in this podcast who still has yet to pay off one of his debts. So, Chops, when do you plan on wearing your Yankees gear, pal?
That's a fact.
2028.
Great segue, Adam. Great
when the
segue.
When the Yankees win the World Series, I'll wear it.
No.
Pay off your debts,
you're
pal.
You're a fraud, man.
Complete fraud.
Don't bet with Chops.
Never again, yeah.
Worst better in the market.
I pay off my bets.
If this is the 1700, you'd be in debtor's jail, pal, okay? You being chained.
No one knows what that is.
Look up your fucking history.
Okay. But yeah, CJ McCollum, and he is coming back on before the Browns season because he has takes. He has opinions. And the Browns are going 14-3 this year. That's weird to say, but there's an extra game. So 14-3. The Browns are going
14-3. How much are you putting on that?
Well, I already bet on the over.
Okay.
So what do you want me to do? You can't bet on a specific record. I bet on the over, and I bet on them to win the division. What else do you want me to do? And to win the Super Bowl. What do you want me to do?
You're going
to
lose a lot of money this fall.
I won their over last year and to make the playoffs. And I won the Patriots under. What do you want to say?
Every
to
blind squirrel.
My NFL. Adam, what
every
was my
blind squirrel finds
Adam, what
nut.
Was my I showed you my futures last year that I hit on, Adam, and it was impressive.
Well,
don't say it wasn't.
I'm not going to deny that. But
exactly.
It's time It's time for regression to the mean, pal. So.
Okay. You saw my NFL numbers last year. What, over 65%?
You're talking about the straight-up picks?
I had the best straight-up picks.
No. Against the spread, pal.
I don't recall that record.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. CJ McCollum on the Complex Sports Podcast. Great Browns banter and his bet with Zion. Let's get to it. CJ, what's going on?
Just enjoying life as a Browns fan.
Let's go.
I mean, for our listeners, CJ did put on a Browns jersey egregiously, disturbingly, disappointingly. But, you know, I guess cape for your team right now. They're doing okay. Although your assertion and Chop's assertion, they're destined for 10 wins and playoff success. Let's slow the roll just a little bit here. Just a little bit.
Yeah, you're right. I undershot it.
No, come on, just get that out of here. Jesus Christ.
Avoid the Chiefs. You know, maybe we finish second in the division. Who knows? Who knows what could happen? Miles is getting nice rest right now. He's on the COVID inactive list. He'll be well.
That's what we categorize.
Nice rest. That's he's resting up. He's resting up.
That did wonders for Cam Newton, that COVID list. Yeah.
CJ, let me just say, you were on this podcast, I think, in June, maybe May. You predicted 10 wins, and I said I'm with you, and they laughed at us. They laughed at us, CJ. Now look.
Hey, he who laughs first, laughs first, laughs last. So we're just going to continue to do what we do, beat bad teams, lose to good teams, and we'll still finish 10-6.
I'm glad you have some perspective because Chop seems to lose it at times.
I've never said anything, even though they, CJ, all year they've tried to tell me that Colts win wasn't very good. It's looking pretty good right now.
It is.
But we never said that. Stop putting words up. We never said the Colts win wasn't good.
I did. Zion
sometimes has some wild.
Nah, but their schedule is still easy as hell. Like,
oh, Brown's schedule is incredibly easy. What's the final few games, Chops?
Yeah, you're playing the whole NFC East.
The Browns schedule is
just. We still got the Ravens left. We still got the Steelers left.
So two losses.
And we still have the Titans.
Three losses.
We have the Titans. That Ravens game, they're looking shaky. I'm putting that as the 11th win.
I think we beat the Ravens, and I think the Steelers rest week 17.
So 12-4. Are we up to 12-4 already?
I mean, it's a possibility. There's a big possibility the Steelers rest. If the Steelers drop a game between now and in the last week, I feel
like they're resting everybody.
I feel like some guys will rest for the playoffs.
I'm ready to say that the Giants will beat the Browns, 100%.
Wait,
what? I'm ready to put money on that.
Is that game in the Giants will beat the Browns? Is that game in the Meadowlands?
Yeah, stop it.
It's at home. It's Giants are home.
Daniel Zion, Jones got a shake.
That
home.
Is not happening.
We're playing for a division title. Are we not? We all laughing, but it's true.
You're 100% accurate. You are right. Joke, and whoever makes it is going to get mollywopped in the first round or the wild card.
No, mollywopped.
Nah.
Let me ask you this. Just Browns fan to Browns fan. What is your favorite part of this right now? Because we haven't experienced this. And it feels good. I'm going to tell you, it feels good.
I mean, I haven't been this happy on Sundays in a long, long, long time. We used to just look forward to bye weeks and the draft. Now, Sundays are fun again. Even though we win ugly, even though we should probably be 8-2, but we'll take 7-3. The fact that we can say things like that as a Browns fan just kind of shows you the strides and gains we're making. Defensively, think about it. We're out of both our draft picks got injured. We don't have them. We lose Odell on offense. We lose Chubb, you know, arguably the best running back in the game. You know, some people would say Alvin Kamara, some other running backs, but he's top five. We have a backup who's a starter. We have a quarterback who's playing well enough for us to win. He's taking care of the ball. He's making the right throws most of the time.
Baker, bro.
Outplayed Wentz.
I can give you.
That's
all
not
the
saying
credit.
Much, CJ. That's not saying much. Let's relax on that.
He's playing well enough for us to win games.
We got Kadarrell Hodge out there playing receiver. Higgins. This is a team's team. This is a complete unit of just football guys putting it all out there every Sunday and winning football games.
And let's give credit where credit is due. Kevin Stefanski is doing an outstanding job. You look at the other hirings across the NFL and how poor their teams have done. He's making a lot happen right now.
Okay, can I just interject real quickly?
Real quick about the coaches. Joe Judge, Zion's a Giants fan. He's out here fighting offensive line coaches.
That's a fake story. Fake news. That's fake news.
Kevin Stefanski's not fighting anybody in practice.
Listen, compared to who you guys had last season, a goddamn high school coach would have done a better job, okay?
Yeah.
Let's slow the roll here. Some perspective.
Freddie Kitchens was the worst coach in NFL history.
It's hard to beat bad teams in the NFL, as we've seen a lot of teams struggle with it.
Yep.
We're doing what we're supposed to do. We're beating sub-500 teams, which is hard to do. That's a sign of a good team, a team that wins the games they're supposed to win and loses the games they're supposed to lose. And you win a couple of those, and next thing you know, you're 10-6.
Let it be known that the Browns could still miss the playoffs, even with their record.
I will say it is a little ironic that the first year – that we're like good, there's a whole bunch of really good AFC teams. That is a very Browns thing to happen.
Chops, what's the playoff probability for the Browns? 84%. Right now? Oh, CJ's on 84? Top of it. Okay.
He knows.
7-3, 84%. We win the next game. It just comes up.
That doesn't factor in if the Giants.
I did the math. If they win the next two, they play the Jaguars, should be a win. They should go into Jacksonville and win. Jacksonville's 1-8. If they beat the Titans the next week, we're in. It is playoffs. It is happening.
So, I'm not beating the Giants. 100%.
Yo, I'll lose my mind if we get the 9-3.
Lose? I won't know how to act. I had a buddy text me today. He's like, Victory Mondays don't even feel weird anymore. Like, I just wake up. I'm used to it.
It's like, we won again.
I love it.
The best part is I had the Browns defense on my fantasy team, and boy, did they show up and show out.
I thought he was the worst linebacker in football. He had a pick six yesterday.
That wasn't him, bro. That was Carson Wentz. Carson Wentz is garbage. Come on, bro.
Doesn't matter. He can go back home and say that he had a pick six. He had a defensive touchdown. Defensive touchdowns than those lovable or not so lovable Giants you speak of.
So, Zion, what bet are you doing with CJ for this Brown season? Because the Giants and the Browns don't play each other. Better record? We should do better record. Or are you scared?
Nah, who wins the division?
You guys play in the worst division in football, and the Browns play in the best division in football.
So?
That's not a fair bet.
You're supposed to win 14 games, right?
I mean, that's my prediction.
So if you're supposed to win 14 games, you're supposed to win your division.
I'm not speaking for CJ. I don't know how CJ feels. But you guys play in the worst division. You guys play in a division
where... doesn't matter.
Was any team in the NFC East over 500 last year?
No.
Okay. Look at this, Adam.
Why don't you bet on your boy Lamar?
Yeah.
Do a Ravens versus Browns bet with CJ.
How about you get Julio Jones or make the bet?
No.
He always has qualifiers.
Yeah.
It's what? It's May, bro. It's not even August.
Just step up to the plate.
Camp yet. We don't know nothing yet. Step up to the plate. Relax.
Guys, obviously, to end this compilation episode, we had to end with Kenny Smith in the top 10. His top 10 list. This is probably the most viral we've ever went, I would say, right?
We made it inside the NBA. Yeah, I'd say
I mean, in fairness to them, the bubble hadn't started yet, so they needed things to
talk about.
There's
a lack of content back in July of 2020, but we still made TV, national TV. So
we all needed things to talk about at that time. But Kenny, give Kenny respect because I think he was mad at us at the time, but he did come back on the pod and explain himself and have a great time. You guys are right. He is one of the best friends of the podcast. Kenny is great. This clip is amazing, and he'll never live it down, I don't think. I don't think you can search Kenny Smith without his top 10 coming up in the Google search.
He'll never forget us.
He'll never forgive us for this.
We're running water. Got to test it out.
He never thought it would happen like this. But, yeah, let's get to it. Our last segment of the compilation episode, Kenny Smith and his infamous NBA top 10 all-time list. Can we read you our top 10 and have you weigh in on it?
Okay. I love to hear it.
Okay. So our top 10 is in order. Michael Jordan, LeBron James, Kareem, Magic Johnson, Kobe Bryant, Shaq, Larry Bird, Wilt, Bill Russell, and Tim Duncan.
I saw the headline at LeBron.
That was 11. That was 11, wasn't it?
No, that's 10.
Yeah, I think it's 10.
It's 10.
All right. Who do you have 10 to 15? And then I can tell you who you left out.
Let me check real quick.
Yeah, Zion's going to pull that up. Notable, I think number 10, I think 11 is Oscar Robertson. Yeah,
you don't have Oscar in your top 10, that's wrong.
No, we haven't met 11.
You haven't met in your top 10.
All right, here's 11 to 15. Oscar, Hakeem, KD, KG, Steph.
Steph Curry?
Yeah.
Isaiah Thomas?
Yeah, we have Isaiah in the 20s, Kenny.
Oh, my God.
You take Isaiah Thomas over Kenny, Steph Curry?
Steph Curry's the greatest. Steph was unanimous MVP.
Isaiah, in the era of Michael Jordan, Larry Bird, he won two championships.
He
beat the Celtics and the Bulls. Like, that's the MVP. You're my MVP. You beat the Bulls and the Celtics, bro. And you're the best player on your team. That's MVP. So, yes, I would take Isaiah Thomas. Steph Curry's a great player. MVP. Steve Nash won two MVPs. I wouldn't take him off.
Oh, we can have that. Yes, we can have that argument also. We can talk about point guards later on.
I would not take him off Isaiah Thomas. Isaiah Thomas is the best small guard ever to play the game.
Who would you take off the top?
And you guys leaving off. Where do you have Nate Archibald?
We didn't have him in the top 30.
You haven't been? Oh, I'm going. I'm here.
That's New York. That's New York bias right there. That's New York bias right there. Yes.
The guy led the league in assists and points in the same year.
But the general consensus was that he was left out of the top 30 by most.
No, most people that's 35 and under.
Oh, yeah, yes. We have a slightly that younger audience. Yes,
that is correct, Kenny. But you said Oscar in the top 10. Who are you taking out from our top 10 to put Oscar in?
Anyone but Kareem and Jordan.
You're going to take Larry Bird out of the top 10?
LeBron James, Kenny?
Oscar Robertson. There wouldn't be a LeBron James if it wasn't for Oscar Robertson. Yes, I would put him in that of anyone but those two guys. Like, he would be in my top five.
Well, all right, so how about you ask it this way? Who would be your Mount Rushmore, you know, for the NBA?
Yeah, I mean, Kareem is number one. Only he's not Michael's the best player that I've seen in my era, but Kareem is the best basketball player of all time because he was the best in high school, he was the best in college, and he was the best in the NBA. He never wasn't the best. Michael became a great player in high school, got cut. Kareem was an all-state freshman, you know, always been great. Oscar Robertson, Bill Russell, and Will Chamberlain.
No LeBron.
Or MJ.
No, MJ.
MJ was on there. MJ was on there. Okay.
No, not in the top five. Not ever. Because also
I'm surprised you're going with so many big men, to be honest.
They changed the game this way in rules. Like, I'm going to give myself an aimless plug. I'm changing the game in camps, jedacademy.com. Those guys changed the game in rules, meaning Will Chamberlain and Kareem, you can't dunk anymore.
Yeah.
Oh, you know what? We're going to widen the lane. The lane. Because they're too good. Michael Jordan, he's too good. It's called illegal offense. If you put him on one side of the floor, now that's illegal offense. You know what? Now we're going to let you play zones in the NBA because Michael's too good. Like,
yeah,
those guys are different. Okay. Like, LeBron's great. He's great. But for me, this is in my opinion, he's not – in the top five of all time.
That's kind
of
wild, though. LeBron James. Pretty wild, Kenny. That's a wild take. Right. I mean, listen, I kind of agree with you. Like, I think Wilt would be on my Mount Rushmore just because how, like, literally they had to make numerous rules changes because of how dominant he was.
But Wilt was kind of playing against, like, plumbers, though, a little bit.
No, let's not go that far. He wasn't playing against absolute scrubs, but
no, it was harder. Like, I'm not going to – this.
No.
No, educate him.
Let it out, Kenny. Grab the Emmy and let us know.
Let it out.
When you have less teams, you have better talent.
That's true.
On the teams. When you look at those Celtic teams, like, there are guys that are on teams now that wouldn't have made the NBA when I came in because we had a small amount of teams. Their skill set wasn't good enough, and they wouldn't have made it. But the expansion of the teams – more teams, the rule change. Could you imagine Michael Jordan with no hand check? Like, the freedom. Okay, here it is. This is what you have to understand. This is why guys like LeBron, great player, he could play so much longer and play such a high level. Because when I played, I had to bring the ball up like this. So what happens? I can't see anything on this side of the floor.
Yeah.
But with the hand check rule, no hand check, I see the whole floor. I'm a better passer. I'm a better shooter because now my feet are set all times. James Harden could play with you 5 seconds and raise up because he's always – in my era, he would have been doing this. He couldn't have played with the ball. You can't compare the scoring ability of Will Chamberlain in this era, and you can't hand check him. He would have had 60 points a night. Like, he just would have dunked everything. He would have been with Quint Capella and all these guys on steroids. Like,
yeah.
Kareem was skilled. He could dribble. Yeah. Will Chamberlain played with the Globetrotters. He was that skilled. He had the ball. He could do all this thing with the basketball. And he was 7-1. Like, he was like Shaq. Could you imagine? Like, no.
Why is LeBron James not in your top five? Because still, you're looking at a guy who's 260, running a 4-5 if he was on a football field, like unstoppable and just as skilled as pretty much
taught himself how to shoot.
LeBron James is in my top 10.
Okay.
But he's 10, possibly.
Whoa.
Is Shaq in your top 10?
Shaq's in my top 10.
Is Kobe?
No, Kobe's not in my top 10. Kobe's like 11. Okay.
The complex sports universe is going to have some issues with this top 10, Kenny.
It's Magic, Larry Bird.
Magic, Larry, yeah.
Larry Bird. Who did I just say?
Archibald has to be in your – Oscar and Nate Archibald are in your top 10.
It's so much easier to score now that it makes it hard to judge guys' ability because it's so easy to score. Like, I was a good scorer. I wasn't even a great scorer. I averaged 17 points a game at my highest, I think 18. In that year, I probably would average 26, 25. It's that easy to score now. You know, so judging guys' abilities is different. But I could see through all of that and say, because I'm old enough, I lived through, I'm first generation hip hop. And at the same time, I'm listening to, you know, Drake and NBA, what's the, like.
Young boy. NBA young boy.
Young boy. I'm listening to Run DMC and Wu-Tang and I'm the NBA young boy in the same
day. There we go.
You know, so I've seen it all and I know the comparison. NBA young boy is not Wu-Tang.
Oh, yeah.
No, he is not.
He is not.
But he's good.
Definitely not.
He's good. He's all right.
Give me Wu-Tang.
He's hot. Got some hot verses, but he ain't Chuck D with this lyrics. You know what I mean? Like, he ain't KRS-One. Like, I understand.
Kenny, do you know Griselda?
Griselda?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nah. Like, do you know the Griselda crew from Buffalo, New York?
Yeah. You don't need to know them. Just
we had this debate. That's right. If you don't know them, contingent guys up in Buffalo.
I love what you guys are debating, but LeBron James is on a high trajectory to, you know, get into the top five. Mm-hmm. But all of those guys would be in the NBA finals just as many times if they played in this era. They would. They would. I do believe that. Their greatness would have translated even more, you know, today.
Kenny, before we get to our last segment, we have Chuck at 16 on our list. I just want to let you know that you can, you know.
Where's Karl Malone?
Karl Malone is 19. We have Chuck ahead of Karl Malone. Tim Duncan's 10. We have 10. And we have Dirk at 17.
You got Dirk better than Charles Barkley?
No, Barkley one ahead of Dirk.
And you have Dirk ahead of Karl Malone?
Yes.
He does not like our
list. We don't need a song anymore.
Kenny's got a few issues with our list.
Kenny, yeah. Kenny, just know our list is better than – if you look at Bleacher Reports and ESPN, you'll get it.
I like that you have the 30 in there. I just don't like the order.
Okay, well, you know.
We're going to agree and disagree on this one.
We have Kawhi on our list, too, just to let you know, at 26.
Kawhi Leonard's doing what? He's the one who's writing your list for you and composing it.
No. Kenny, Kawhi belongs on that list. Come on.
Kawhi Leonard is one of the best 30 players ever to play.
Yes, look at the accolades already. He's not even 30. We lost Kenny. Kenny has left the building, everybody. Kenny is gone.
It's over, ladies and gentlemen.
It's over.
Kawhi Leonard is one of the top three players in the game now, but for a year and a half. He's not been the top three players. He's not been a top. 5 years ago, he was in the league. He wasn't the top three.
He's won multiple.
5 years ago, he was a finals MVP.
Multiple teams.
Was the finals MVP on a team he was the fourth leading scorer on.
He was D'Angelo came LeBron, to play
the biggest.
No,
the biggest
LeBron. He was the fourth leading scorer on the team. None of the guys on your list have ever been the fourth leading scorer on their team.
Wait, I just realized we have Kawhi ahead of Isaiah Thomas by one spot.
Bro. You guys probably don't even have Dominique Wilkins in the list.
No.
Dominique was an outsider.
Close. He was close. We have John Stockton. We got D-Wade on the list. D-Wade deserves to be on the list, right?
D-Wade over D-Wade,
Kenny.
No, over you don't even have Dominique. Think about this. D-Wade is great. He's supposed to be in the list.
That's your coworker.
No, D-Wade is the third greatest shooting guard.
I got A. Steve Smith's my coworker. I don't say he's.
Well, that's a different story. Come on.
For real. I love the podcast now. Let's keep it going for a second. We're going to keep it going for 1 minute.
He just wants to eviscerate our list today.
Yeah. We have Elgin Baylor at 22. David Robinson.
Elgin Baylor at 22.
Where should he be?
He's in he's in the top 20 of all time.
We have him close. That's two spots. What do you think about KD at 13?
I would probably say anywhere between 13 and 17 is a good number.
Okay, so that's not off.
Does KD have potential top 10 material in your opinion when he's over and finished?
This is what makes you. When you do your list again, and you look at
when we update the list in a year or two, we're going to consult you.
No, not a year. You're going to do it right now.
No, we're publishing. This is out. When the podcast comes out, the list is out.
This is out.
This is out. This is signed, sealed, and delivered right now.
All right, as you look at your list and you go, I can't believe I pressed send on this email. And he said, because this thing Kenny just broke down to me makes the difference. This is what makes the difference between a superstar, an all-star, and a great player. Here's the difference. There's five ways to dominate a basketball game. Scoring, rebound, assists is the easy ones. Mm-hmm. Then you have pace of game, and you have leadership. If there are certain guys, Akeem Olajuwon, Isaiah Thomas, Michael Jordan, they are going to do four or five of those things every night. They're superstars. When you do two or three, you're an all-star. You're a great player. When you do one, you're an NBA player. When you could only do one that night. He scored tonight. He really dominated by scoring. Hakeem Olajuwon, defensively, led the league in steals. That's big. 500 steals, 500 blocks. Mm-hmm. Led top five in the NBA in scoring and shot over 50%. Won two championships. He, leadership. And when I say pace of the game, this is where the Steve Nashes, they come in. Because when you played against a Phoenix Suns team, you had to play fast. You couldn't play slow. Like, I don't care, we're going to beat them, but we got to get 125 points. They create a pace. Russell Westbrook creates a pace of the game that you have to play at. So those are the five ways. If your guys in your top 10, if they can't do four to five every night, they're not in the top 10. They're not.
I think our top 10, all those guys tick off four of those five, though.
Kawhi could do a lot of those. Only thing I would knock against Kawhi is maybe his passing ability, but he still is there.
Can he dominate and assist in a night?
He's not a distributor.
He's not a distributor, and can he dominate the pace of the game?
He can slow it down.
No, can he dominate and make? Okay, he's playing against the Phoenix Suns. Listen, back in the day, and he goes, "No, y'all gonna play slow tonight." Can he do that?
If you pick up Steve Nash, based on the baseline, you can kind of slow it a little bit.
No, because Akeem would make. If we play Phoenix when we played them, those games were in the hundreds, 101. Yeah. They weren't in the 130s when we were beaten. He made the game slower. He forced you to do it. He was good enough. That separates it. JettaCam.com, brother. Now you're going to learn the knowledge, baby.
That's a lot. We've had our resumes looking not too bad, if I have to say so myself. And we didn't even include some heavy hitters on there. We could have done 20 of these.
We had a couple MVPs on, Lamar, Pat Mahomes.
Patrick Mahomes was on the podcast, my good friend Patrick Mahomes.
I mean, we had a lot of champions on this podcast.
Zion, did I ever tell you about how Adam went to bed early at the Masters and missed out on hanging out with Patrick Mahomes and Travis Kelce?
Oh, he wasn't even there for that?
Bro, Adam went to bed at like 9 o'clock.
That's not even accurate. I went to bed at like 11:30 before you guys were really getting
out. No, it wasn't 11:30.
It was 11:30. I know when I left the party, pal, okay? So
you left before it got
Well, you know what? I had been – who did all the driving to get down to Augusta?
Hey, you did.
Yeah.
Who got us a flat tire in that?
That was on the car, pal.
Yeah, I don't. Chops, you was taking a nap. I was.
No, give me credit, Adam. I stayed up the entire time.
You didn't have to.
Don't get no credit for that. I don't get no credit for that. Man was chilling.
But point is, we could have gone 20 deep. Gilbert Arenas, Nick Young, J.J. Redick, Jared Dudley, Amon Shumpert twice, Travis Kelce. Yeah, like, could have done this over and over again. And we're still getting them. We still got people. We just had Tom Brady 2 weeks ago. So, with all that said, we appreciate y'all. We hope you enjoy this enjoyed the compilation. If you hadn't heard any of these episodes, I hope you go back and listen. Our catalog is deep. We're going to continue to grow it. We love y'all. We hope you had a great Memorial Day weekend. Subscribe to the podcast, Apple Podcasts, Spotify Podcasts. Have a good and safe week. We love y'all. And as always, a special thanks to our producers, Josh Dodd and Jasmine Plata, our audio editor, Misha Jones, our production manager, Sean Sel Correa, our talent booker, Shanice Kelman, our senior director of operations, Jen Stewart, our general manager, Donnie Kwok. This is a production of Complex Networks.